This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've been thinking about embarking on a new hobby, if you will. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It's just
because me using a word bigger than.
Yeah. I mean, just embarking, just trying is the word you're thinking. But like, sure.
Yeah. But you need to embark. This is a bit of an embarkment, if you will. And I was wondering if
can somebody Google that, because I don't think that's a word. I don't think embarkment is the way you lengthen an already embarkment.
Yeah. Embarkment's definitely a word.
Yeah.
Embarkment.
Yes.
TX looking it up.
It's the act of getting aboard a ship or aircraft. Is an embarkment.
Or
you asked if it was a word. I said yes. I didn't say she used it correctly.
All just, okay. All right.
I was maybe thinking that the three of you could join me in this new hobby.
No, I don't want to join any club.
No, you don't have to do it with me.
Okay.
Just, you know, we could check in on each other with it.
Oh no. Is it going to be reading?
It's not reading. Although, if you anyone should, wants to join a book club, I'm reading the best book of my life right now. I stayed up late last night reading, but it's not reading.
I call you a nerd all the time, but I just can't do it. Like, I can't read. If I sit down and read, I fall asleep immediately.
That's great.
No, it's not. Then I'm not reading. Then I get no into the.
The good news, this is quite the opposite of reading, what I'm talking about.
Ooh. Porn.
No.
I was going for the opposite of reading. Okay.
There's a lot of good books out there.
Is it physical?
Yeah.
Pickleball.
No, although my fiance and I would really like to start playing pickleball.
I see you also, you got this vibe, but it's a little too late right now to like be one of the sup people.
Yeah, well, this is not a good time of year to
attempt. Stand up paddleboard.
Yeah, I do think next summer we're going to
there's just
subs.
So many people. Get a Subaru, get a stand up paddleboard.
Well,
welcome to Colorado.
My fiance drives a Subaru already, so.
He does?
Yeah. I haven't been in it since I got my new car, but yeah.
Okay. I think when you drive across the state border, your car just turns into
it
one.
Does. Yeah. It tries.
Right.
Something else physical that's not... Pickleball was a good guess,
Yeah, that
though.
Is a good guess. Do you play?
I don't. I have before, but I like it.
Maybe we could start picking up couples pickleball.
Because there's some place called Chicken in a Pickle or something.
Yes, yeah. We drove past that.
Wait, is it by you or something? Because I saw it at some
no,
point.
No, it was on my way to Estes, I think. Okay. But like... up there.
Oh,
somewhere.
It is up north. I've seen it when I was up north. I think it's like chicken, pickle, and pickleball.
Mm.
So it's like Chick-fil-A meets pickleball.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, do we want to keep guessing or do we want to hear what it is? Yeah.
Running.
Okay.
Oh my God. Actually, yes. I've been thinking about this for like the past month. I've been wanting to get into running, but I'm having such a hard time because 10 minutes into it, my blood sugar crashes and I don't know how to fix it.
I'm sure there are
a different challenge, but I'm sure there's research on it.
I bet there's diabetic runners out there that could tell you what to do.
You probably have to shoot gels.
Yeah, but like starting, it's like, where do you start your
blood
sugar?
Part. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
No, those are gross.
Yeah, they're like liquid sugar to keep you going.
Yeah. Oh.
I will make it clear. I will never run a marathon. I have no interest
in
doing
how far
that.
Do you want to run, Forrest?
Maybe a half.
Okay.
You want to run a half?
That's my goal.
I have run
the Colfax
two
marathon
in
is
my
a perfect
life.
Spot for you. The Colfax half is great.
When is that?
Late summer, early summer.
I think it's late summer. Definitely already happened this year. I did it a few years ago without training.
May.
It's not bad. Oh.
May?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would put me in, you know, training before my wedding.
Why do you want to do this?
I used to be a runner and I
you
think
you did?
I have run two 10Ks and I used to run during COVID. I ran like 4 to 7 miles every single day. Hmm. And I just feel like what happened? Okay. My knees got a little crunchy, but
my knees are far too crunchy to do it, but I ruck, so I kind of could. I don't know what happens inside a runner's head. I'd love to hear from runners. Like when you're running, here's what's going on in my head. Okay, this is me running. Please make this stop. I want to stop. I can't be here. Like every single step, I'm like, please God, please God, please. Can it please be over? I get joy in like hiking or like I like doing physical stuff. The act of running, when I have a perfectly functioning car right there to like get me.
Well,
oh,
you're
I
not
need to get 10
running
miles
to something.
Well, then why are we running? What are we doing?
So you've never felt a runner's high. You've never been like, that was amazing.
No, because no, I dread every stinking step. And then somebody told me, oh, it's better to run. This is the craziest thing in the world. Real runners run on the front of their foot. Like your steps go to the front of your foot instead of the
heel toe.
Instead of the heel. And it's like, try it. Try it. So if you start thinking about your stride while you're running,
I feel
you
like
are
that's normal. No.
You run heel. Like you're running, your foot goes forward. You feel like you want your.
I'm worried that you might be running wrong.
I'm dead serious. Like there's a place, Runner's Roost. Like you can go in there and get on a treadmill and they'll film you running and they'll tell you what's wrong with you. But then what?
Then you get new shoes and you practice.
Practice running?
Yeah, you have to change your form.
How do you do that? It's like changing your sneeze. You sneeze the way you sneeze. You can't change the way you sneeze. You can't change your laugh.
I sneeze very quiet.
I know, and it's irritating as anything. Just let it out and stop running. Like,
okay. T-Hack, you're out on this, or?
Yeah, I'm out. I've never been able to run. I've been able to go, like, all my life, I go play basketball for hours and hours and run and run and run. I can't run for 10 minutes because I get the same as you.
It's just
like miserable. Yeah, I just hate it.
So you know how sometimes you talk to us and you say, get out of your head. It's the anxiety. Right back at you.
I'm sorry. Please, do you want to start a running club? Do you want to start a Slacker Show running club?
Well, now I'm nervous. What if I'm not very fast?
It's not about that. Like, okay. There's a person who works here who's an avid runner.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to set you up with him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I just got trapped.
We'll talk to Eric about her brand new running club after her first run with this person.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.